In a world full of rush and hurry, it's so important to set aside time to just be still. To reconnect that vital relationship with a God who loves and wants to be close to you. So sit back and settle in for the next few minutes. And welcome to Common Prayer.
Well, hello friends, and welcome back to another week of Common Prayer. This is Kevin, and I am glad to be leading our time together. I wanted to mention before we get off and running with today's episode that we were a little late getting our October reading plan put together. That was my fault, but it should be up on the website either now or shortly in a couple days or so. So just be on the lookout for that, but would love for you to be able to download that, read along with us, read along with the scriptures that we are choosing from to do our daily meditations together. So invite you to do just that. Well, again, I hope you had a great weekend. I hope you were able to maybe get outside a little bit. I know it's another hot one around the Bay Area, so maybe you're able to enjoy what could be a last kind of summer type weather for a while. It looks like it's going to be cooling off soon, get into that beautiful fall weather. But we're glad to, nonetheless, glad to be back together doing our prayer and our time. So as we have been this whole season, we want to begin with an opportunity to sit in the quiet, to disconnect a little bit from the noise of our world. And certainly there's been a lot of that noise from both internal and external forces around us, and just be able to disconnect a little bit from that and reconnect with God in this moment as we kind of center ourselves before. And so all that to say, let's begin with just about a minute or so of silence and allow your heart to slow down, allow your mind to come back to the present and become aware of God's presence before we read our scripture together. Our scripture reading for today comes from Psalm 89. We'll be looking at the first 8 verses. It says this: I will sing of the Lord's great love forever. With my mouth, I will make your faithfulness known throughout all generations. I will declare that your love stands firm forever, that you have established your faithfulness in heaven itself. You said, I have made a covenant with my chosen one. I have sworn to David, my servant. I will establish your line forever and make your throne firm through all generations. The heavens praise your wonders, Lord, your faithfulness too, and the assembly of the holy ones. For who in the skies above can compare with the Lord? Who is like the Lord among the heavenly beings? In the council of the holy ones, God is greatly feared. He is more awesome than all who surround him. Who is like you, Lord God Almighty? You, Lord, are mighty, and your faithfulness surrounds you. You know, recently I've been thinking a lot about time and how fleeting time is. My oldest daughter, Madison, is 9 years old, and she just hit this growth spurt that, you know, makes me almost every single morning look at her and think, and almost like I can feel time slipping through my fingers. You know, every parent that I've ever talked to says the same thing, that time moves so quickly and we see it so acutely. In our children, we blink and all of a sudden they're teenagers, and we blink and they're off to college. You know, I've been thinking though about also the way that time, in particularly in the way that we relate to one another, functions as a way to establish relationship. You know, I think of the time that it takes for me to establish that secure, loving connection with people around me, again, specifically with my children. And you know, one of the things that, again, I've been trying to do in reflection of this is that each night before they go to bed, you know, I take them in, I say a brief prayer with them. And then one of the things I've been doing is just leaning in and nothing profound. Almost all parents probably do some version of this, but I lean in and I just tell them how glad I am that I get to be their dad. And that tomorrow I look forward to being their dad again. You know, my hope is that regardless of what took place that day, regardless of what they remember from the day, my own failures, their own failures, regardless of the mess we make of the day, I just desperately want them to know how much a joy they are to me and that I love them for who they are. And there's this sort of secure consistency that happens as I do this night in and night out, you can sense their security growing in that. Even when I fail as a parent, even the times that I don't love them the way I would like, there's still this sense of security because of that consistency over time. And it's this rigorous consistency that I think creates the space and the margin for them to feel secure in that relationship. It's that level of consistency that I think we see the psalmist actually speak about in these opening few verses. I mean, notice that in verse 1, verse 2, and verse 4 of the 8 verses I read, it uses this refrain, forever. Right? And in some way, I mean, that's the kind of the central theme of these opening verses. You know, it says again in verse 1, I will sing of the Lord's great love forever. Verse 2, I will declare that your love stands firm forever. Verse 4, I will establish your line forever. Right? This dialogue between the psalmist and God speaks of this sort of consistency and the security that's embedded within it. There is a sort of enduring love that's secured by the consistency of God's faithfulness. You see, by verse 6, the psalmist now is connecting this consistency with the quality that sets God apart from all other beings. He says, "For who in the skies above can compare with the Lord?" It's like he's looking around at all the other created things in the world, and nothing is as secure and consistent as God. And so while all other things are subject to failure, to a disconnect, to the kind of wearing down of that faithfulness, God's faithfulness is what sets him apart. You know, it should go without saying that, again, this year for all of us has really been a demonstration of how difficult inconsistency can be. None of us know what's going to happen tomorrow, and we've become much more aware of that. And we've all felt the world shake beneath our feet. But for the follower of Jesus, we rest secure in this long history of God's faithfulness. We read stories in the scripture. We hear stories from friends. We sing of songs of how God has shown up again and again and again. I mean, in some way, it's we can find solace in the thousands of years of God patiently opening his gracious hands to us. In some ways, I wonder if God is leaning in and he's saying, I'm so glad I get to be your God today. And tomorrow, I'm so glad I get to be your God. It's that consistency of his love, consistency of his presence, and his faithfulness that we just long for. So what I want to do for our prayer meditation today is I actually just want to lead us through Lectio Divina, through this text. And again, if you're familiar, we've done Lectio Divina in the past, and essentially all that is just a slowed down, sacred way of reading the scriptures, where you just pay attention to those themes that you may have missed because we tend to read so quickly. So I'll read the text a few times, and I'll just ask you, what is the word or the phrase that sticks out? And you don't think too hard on this. Just hear the text, think about this concept of time, think about the faithfulness of God, and just allow the imagery of the psalm to rise to the surface. And as it does, whether it's a particular word or a particular phrase or image, just hold that and think about it. Hold that before God prayerfully. So as we begin, I invite you again to take a few deep breaths, get in sync with the moment. Maybe you sit flat, footed on the floor, or if you're walking through your neighborhood, just start to sink into the rhythm of your feet and become aware of the moment. as I read the text for this first time through, I want you just to think through what particular word or phrase may come to mind, and just hold that phrase in your heart and in your mind. The text says this: I will sing of the Lord's great love forever. With my mouth, I will make your faithfulness known throughout all generations. I will declare that your love stands firm forever, that you have established your faithfulness in heaven itself. You said, I have made a covenant with my chosen one. I have sworn to David, my servant, I will establish your line forever and make your throne firm throughout all generations. The heavens praise your wonders, Lord, your faithfulness too, in the assembly of the holy ones. For who in the sky above can compare with the Lord? And who is like the Lord among the heavenly beings? In the council of the holy ones, God is greatly feared. He is more awesome than all who surround him. And who is like you, Lord God Almighty? You, Lord, are mighty, and your faithfulness surrounds you. So what is the image, the word, the phrase that sticks in your mind? Just spend a moment holding that with God, meditating on whatever that was that the Holy Spirit brought to mind. To read the text one more time, and I want you to do the exact same thing. So listen, maybe it's the same word, the same phrase that you just want to hear again and let wash over you, or maybe it's another word or phrase that the Holy Spirit brings to mind. But allow God to speak to you through this song. I will sing of the Lord's great love forever. With my mouth, I will make your faithfulness known throughout all generations. I will declare that your love stands firm forever, that you have established your faithfulness in heaven itself. You said, I have made a covenant with my chosen one. I have sworn to David, my servant, I will establish your line forever and make your throne firm through all generations. The heavens praise your wonders, Lord, your faithfulness too, in the assembly of the holy ones. For who in the skies above can compare with the Lord? Who is like the Lord among the heavenly beings? In the council of the holy ones, God is greatly feared. He is more awesome than all who surround him. Who is like you, Lord God Almighty? You, Lord, are mighty, and your faithfulness surrounds you. Take just one more moment again and listen to that word or that phrase that the Holy Spirit may have brought to you. And as you hold that word or phrase, I invite you to rest in the security of God's faithfulness. Rest in knowing that He loves you today and He will love you tomorrow. And let me close with our prayer for the day. O God, the King Eternal, whose light divides the day from the night and turns the shadow of death into the morning, drive far from us all wrong desires and incline our hearts to keep your law and guide our feet into the way of peace, that having done your will with cheerfulness during the day, we may, when night comes, rejoice to give you thanks through Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen.
Common Prayer is a ministry of Central Peninsula Church in Foster City, California. You can now access and subscribe to Common Prayer episodes on the Google Podcast Store, Apple Music, or wherever you listen to your podcasts. Of course, you can always check back daily right here for episodes at cpc.org. Thanks for listening. We'll see you tomorrow.